Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I want to talk this morning because my husband took me out for a nice birthday breakfast.
Yep.
And I realized that I'm a bit of a walking contradiction.
You just flagged that now, 34 years in.
It's taken that long.
I've known you since you were 25. I don't think I flagged it week one.
And I want to hear about other people's like contradictory, whether it's orders or like life choices. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. I had breakfast with my husband this morning, and I ordered. And I think the poor lady behind the counter was very confused with my order because I was making changes left and right. I'm the worst person. I know. So I was like, "Can I have the vegan breakfast, please? But instead of tofu, can you add bacon?"
Jess.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
What do you mean?
And then I ordered a chocolate milkshake, but I asked for lactose-free milk.
Mate, you are a pain. You are a pain and a half.
And then they brought my meal out to me and I was like, "Oh, is that tofu?" And they were like, no, we've just cut up the bacon. And I was like, okay, I'll allow it then.
Like, "Oh, I hate to tell you how to do your job, but
that looks like it's not meat to me."
So it was just thickly cut bacon.
Yeah. Yep.
They were like, "Oh, this silly idiot wants the texture of tofu, so we'll just cut cubes of bacon so she'll feel something."
It was so good. It was so good. But I was like, I could not have had a more contradictory order.
Lactose-free milk in a chalky milk as well.
She looked at me and she went, "You know it's got ice cream in it." And I went, "Yeah, the ice cream's fine."
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I don't drink hot chocolates or whatever, milkshakes very often. So I completely forgot. But I guess you're trying to limit
the exposure, put it that way.
Wow. That is a bad one. I didn't even catch that first go around. How at this in the same meal are you 80 and 80 years old? Yeah. I'll have the vegan breakfast, please.
With bacon.
But me want milkshake on the side, please. Extra chocolate on the top, and do not be stingy, otherwise I will speak to your manager.
I always love when they have to ask as well, like, "So, like, do you want cream on top as well?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course, add the cream. Don't leave the cream out."
Mate, can I just say, I don't think you're built for milkshakes.
Yeah. I may not be.
Two of the thirds of the whole body of it is something that does not agree with me. No, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, having fun, Tim. I'm living my life.
That doesn't sound like you're living your life.
But I thought on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5, we could talk about your contradictory meals. What's your contradiction when you order a meal or make something at home?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like my dad, he's like, he won't eat anything exotic that my mum makes. Like he's a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Okay.
Right? But then he'll go out to a restaurant and he'll order a full stir fry.
Right. And you got no idea what's in that.
No idea.
Nothing.
He has no idea what's in it. He will always go, "That's so yum." If my mum made it at home, there's no way he would touch it.
Dad's got this big thing about he doesn't eat chicken.
So, yeah.
But that's because we've had chickens and he's had chickens. They've got on their place, they've got a chook shed, they've got chickens.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Nah, they pump them full of steroids." And he'll just sit there and eat his beef and all the other things. I was like, "Yeah, they stop steroids on the other ones, I reckon, Dad."
That's exactly right.
I don't think they do it for the rest. It's just in chickens. So you got through clean. But I think it can happen. I love seafood. I'm like, give me seafood all day long. Anything, I'll eat it. Tuna?
Oh, yuck.
No, I don't eat that seafood.
Too fishy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know what it is. It's like, everything got through the gate.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, they slammed it. And tuna's like, "What about us?" And I go, "Absolutely
you
not.
You stink, tuna."
So I feel like tuna's like, if I was Noah's Ark, all the animals got on.
Yeah.
Just shut the door. And I go, "Sorry. I know I said all, but I didn't mean you."
Not you guys.
Not you guys. Vicky from St. Albans Park, do you have a contradictory order that you put on food?
It's not me. It's my brother. My brother's actually a butcher. And he'll ask for a vegan pizza.
Right.
I kind of get that, though.
But then he loads it with meat.
Oh, okay. I don't get that.
There it is.
I was going to say, if you're a butcher, I could understand you going, "You know what? I deal with meat enough throughout the day.
Yeah.
If I'm having a pizza, just chuck as many veggies on."
But see, I love like a loaded supreme pizza with lots of veggies. But then you always want more meat. So I get it. I get it, Vicky. That's a great order.
He's allergic to dairy. He found out at the age of 50 he was allergic to dairy.
Oh, no. So he gets the fake cheese, but yep. then adds meat on. I get it. Yep. Yeah, that's good. That's smart.
So would he, but I feel like he's, is he like Jess, where it's Jess is like, all right, well, if I'm having a milkshake, get rid of, I want lactose-free milk because I'm not an animal. Mm. But I still.
Give me that real ice
but
cream.
But then is he like going, yeah, I don't want a cheese base, but if I could just get like some bocconcini on the top as well.
Oh, absolutely. He still eats cheese when he really wants it, but, you know, he knows that that's not that good for him anymore.
So yep. is it kind of like...
You've got to give and take a little bit, you know, just look at the lactose and just kept a little bit of ice cream. You've got to have some kind of sweet in there.
Thank you, Vicky. It's called balance.
And it's not just one now, it's two. You've got to look after somebody
yes.
else.
Yeah, and the baby loves a bit of lactose.
For someone who's just spoken so openly about her, your nutritionist is trying to rein you in. You talk about...
She wished me a happy birthday today. And I was like, let's not discuss all the cake I've eaten, please, okay. Connie.
All right, well, Vicky, appreciate your call. And I think at the end of the day, if it's these big walking contradictions, if they complain about the results of whatever they've put themselves in for, it's on them. And you just go, well, you know what? Like, we work with someone who's extremely, violently lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
But then every now and then they'll be like, I think it's totally fine to have cake right now. It's worth it.
Worth it.
Because it's for cake.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
We had this conversation start of the year. I brought it to the show, said, all right, it's summer. What temperature does, when you see it or when you hear it on the news, you hear it here at K-Rock, do you go, that's going to be hot?
It's going to be hot.
I think
the general consensus was anything over 32.
32 to 34 was the range where people look at it and go, instead of going, oh, what a lovely day, they're like, oh,
yeah,
that's going to be hot. What I wanted to do today on 52232955, what is cold?
Mm.
What do you see and you go, oof, it's going to be cold.
I think anything under 10 for me.
Are you right?
What do you mean?
Mate, that 10's nice.
Are you joking?
10 is nice. 10 is, whoa, should I wear a t-shirt to work?
10 is what my house is currently.
I have such a different number in mind.
Really?
4.
4?
4 is what I look at as cold. Not 5. 5 is fine.
No, like anything that's single digit, I'm like, brr.
But maybe I'm thinking of in the morning when it's like that's 7 to 9 a.m. If it's 5 degrees, 4 degrees there, that's not
it's like
okay.
My husband woke up the other day and it was 2 degrees when he woke up and he was like, why are we here?
That's just what happens.
What happened?
Yeah, that's what happens. And it's, see, a lot of people don't like the rain. But if it's raining, it's actually going to stay a little bit warmer overnight. It's those clear nights that get down to the twos, to the ones, God forbid, gets to a zero. But when I see I think it's maybe if we do it like this, it's when you see that low.
Yes.
So obviously, like, we're probably getting those, like, 12 degree, 13 degree days where you look at it and you go, okay, let's look at about the low. I think 4 for me, when you see 4 as a low, whether it's going to be in the morning or in the middle of the night, you go, oh, it's going to get cold tonight. That's how I see it. 4, not 5. 5's fine. 5, that's fine. You can still just wear a blanket.
Okay, I will adjust for you. 9 for me.
Wow. It's so nice that you meet me 1/10 of the way.
Halfway.
I know for you that is a huge leap. 52232955. What is cold? To you, what temperature, what degree do you look at when you see it on the forecast, you hear it here out of the newsroom at K-Rock and you go, man,
that's cold.
It is going to be cold on that day. Ella from Armstrong Creek, I think this is an excellent person to chime in on this, Jess. Now, Ella, you're originally from Canada, so you know cold.
Yep.
Tell us about what's cold to you.
I feel like 3 degrees would be pretty cold here. But just because it's, like, really wet weather, usually when it's 3 degrees, but compared to, like, Canada, it's really dry. Anything under 10 is, like, shorts and T-shirt weather.
So anything... You're so Canadian, aren't
you? I like it.
So when, like, we're talking, like, whereabouts in Canada are you from? Like, would you see snow in the winter usually?
Yeah, we would. We're from British Columbia, which is the west side.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
So, like, you know, we're not getting snow down here in Geelong, but you still think it's colder.
Yes, it is.
I mean, lucky us. When,
I've heard that it's because our houses aren't insulated properly, Tim.
Well, let's not have a go at builders.
No, I'm just...
Well, it's a Friday.
I'm just... I'm just saying. I think the Canadian house is like built for cold weather.
Well, they did moose husks and hides in the walls.
I don't know. Ask Ella.
Ella, so you're saying, because I don't know about you, but for maybe it's because I played a lot of junior footy growing up. I need a rug up from waist up. I need like two jumpers, a jacket, a beanie. But I'll rock around in shorts all winter long. I think the nerve endings have completely just like frozen off or just been belted so that I don't feel anything. So do you feel that here, or is it more back home in Canada, or whatever you call home now, I guess, but back in Canada when you spend time there, that's a different, even though it's colder, it's not as chilly.
It's not as chilly in Canada, mostly because it's more of a dry cold, whereas over here it's more of a wetter kind of cold, and somehow that feels colder. So I'm always in like, I always have to rug up a little bit when it gets to 3 degrees over here.
Okay, so three. I'm happy to take three. So if we add three, four, Jess, you're nine. Let's say it's a soft five.
Sure.
Or a five to a six are there, and that's when we look at it and we go cold. Ella, you actually have been the perfect person to call up for
yes.
this, so thank you very
Stay
much.
Stay warm, mate.
Thank you.
There we go. We've got a few Canadian expats.
Yeah, there is.
We've got some in Mount Dunedin, some Canadians as
Love
well.
Love that.
Hey, get the maple syrup out. You're on K-Rock. It's not offensive. K-Rock, Tim and Jess. We've been having an excellent few months here, Jess, on the show of getting iconic artists from around the country on the show.
There's something in the water at the moment.
Got to catch them all, the Pokemon
It's like
theme.
All of a sudden all these incredible Australian artists are like, yeah, I will make new music again.
speaking of one of those incredible artists, Hilltop Hoods, we are chatting to Pressure from the Hilltop Hoods. Pressure, we appreciate you joining us on Zoom. There's lots going on for you and the crew, but thank you very much for coming on this afternoon.
Welcome, mate. Thank you for having me.
Now, new music, first album in 6 years. We've been seeing some music come out the last little bit. It must be pretty exciting. 6 years is a long time between drinks.
Yeah, it's an incredibly long time. I blame COVID for two of those years, but I run out of excuses after that.
You said...
long service leave.
You said you guys have been working on this new album for a long time. It's the longest you've ever worked on an album before releasing it. Does it feel like a relief to finally be able to put it out there in a couple of months?
Yeah, I mean, we handed it in only about a month ago now, so it was incredibly relieving. And, it was part due to circumstance of the world needing to step away to sort of reinvigorate our love for making music again. But part of it was just, I guess, we're lucky enough to sort of have enough followers to keep us going to be able to take that long to write a record. So it was actually quite nice not being rushed and being able to take our time.
You've been part of the Australian hip-hop scene since the 90s. And I think it's a testament to the music that you've put out. It must be really cool in 2025 that you're like, hey, with two of my best mates, we're still making music.
Yeah, we're incredibly privileged, you know, it's for two or not just been a sort of, I guess, a phase of our life to have made a 25-something-year career out of it. And, you know, it'd be able to take me around the world, buy me a house, and to be able to live off something that I love doing. So, yeah, it's not lost on us.
How has the landscape of Australian hip-hop changed since you guys began? Because I feel like you guys were early pioneers of it, and it's kind of developed and, you know, made its own kind of thing over the last few years.
Yeah, look, it's so crazy different to 20 years ago when we put out our breakout record. You know, it was an up-and-coming sort of subgenre or movement, if you like, that we came in at the right time and sort of, or one of many crews that sort of helped it on its way up and kind of rode the wave, but, you know, obviously gave our own input to it a lot as well. And now it's a lot bigger and more diverse, and there's local Australian hip-hop, drill, rap, whatever you want to call the sort of the off branches of it, getting played across commercial radio, getting a massive amount of numbers to their own shows, headlining festivals. So it's so different. It was like kids in like the basement when I came up.
We heard that you had a new album coming out, I feel like I like went back in a time machine, because when you used to announce music, something I really looked forward to was I always loved your album artwork. It was always in the same kind of theme, and your album Fall From The Light, it is still, it's like I'm back in sanity looking at it all over again. I know it's a super weird thing to bring up obviously on a radio interview, but who do you have, someone that has always done your album covers, or is it just that you go, this is our theme, whoever does it, this is what we want?
Well, originally, like a local guy that went to high school with me and Matt called John Englehart, who was a really talented illustrator, drew that character, which we named Armageddon. So you're not the first person to ask about it. But yeah, it's been an ongoing theme. And we still work a bit with him, but he's not the sole only designer and illustrator anymore. But he was the pioneer, but it's just become a bit of an identity for us. And it wouldn't feel like us if we didn't have him. So it's kind of like another chapter of his journey as well, which is like talking about a make-believe friend. And I feel like I realize how weird that is.
So you've got the new singles coming out. The new album's out in August. I've seen that you are touring around Australia, the UK and Europe. Does that mean we are going to get you out close to Geelong and the Surf Coast very soon?
Yeah, you sure are. I can't announce the dates yet. Ooh. But come August, we hit Europe sort of straight away and already announced one or two festivals that we're doing sort of late this year, and we'll be touring into basically when we get back from Europe, we're going to start ramping up the touring and start bringing in all that new music.
We are going to play Don't Happy, Be Worry very, very soon. Before we let you go, Pressure, there's a few things I need to tick off that I've always been curious about.
Yep.
With the name MC Pressure, so your real name is Dan. When you picked it, I assume you were probably a teenager or in your early 20s. How, like, are you just like, well, I'm Pressure. Like, have you ever thought, you go, man, I really picked that when I was 17, didn't I? Or
because if Tim had have picked his radio name at 17, he would be like Tim Ford.
Yeah, it'd be something terrible.
Ford Falcon right, like, Tim.
Big dog Tim. Yeah, it's a funny one. The name actually came from, like, graffiti writing was, like, really, really big in the suburb I grew up in the hills in Adelaide. In the mid-90s, so it came from that because I dabbled in it. Luckily, I figured out pretty quick that there was no future in that for me, and I was terrible at it, so I started rapping instead. But it's from then. It can get pretty weird as a sort of a man in my 40s now introducing myself that way, so I just stick to Dan.
Okay. And your bandmate, Suffer, there's a famous incident of him on stage tearing his jeans midway through a set. He had to cover it up with a jacket. Are you wearing reinforced pants for the Europe show? You go, no, if we're going overseas, we need to be wearing something a little bit thicker.
I'm still not entirely sure if he accidentally tore his pants during that show. He was pretty fit at the time. I'm not entirely sold on that story, to be honest.
He just hulked out.
And he sure as hell is not wearing reinforced pants.
We're so keen.
I have to get off in an emergency.
We are really keen for the album to come out again. August 1st, Fall From The Light, Hilltop Hoods, icons in the Australian hip-hop scene. We are going to listen to Don't Happy, Be Worry right now.
Dan, can you make us a promise that the minute you have Geelong Surf Coast dates, you will be back on the Tim and Jess show?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.